Unit 1. Cross-Cultural Communication. With advancements in modern technology and international networking, communicating with people of different cultural backgrounds has become a necessary skill for the new generation. Miscommunication can result from a lack of cultural awareness and lead to problems in business and politics. Seamless communication is already hard to achieve between two people who speak the same language, let alone between those who speak different languages. What is cross-cultural communication? It's a field of study that examines how we communicate with those from different cultures. The goal of cross-cultural communication is to increase awareness of differences among cultures so as to reduce uncertainty. However, this can be challenging. Anthropologist Edward T. Hall first discussed high-context and low-context cultures in his book Beyond Culture in 1976. According to Hall, high-context cultures focus on underlying contexts, while low-context cultures expect communication to be more explicitly stated. Strictly speaking, not all cultures are either high-context or low-context, though. Some might be high-context and become low-context with the influence of other cultures. Even with all the right intentions, we are still likely to encounter difficulties when we try to communicate with people from other cultures. According to Loray M. Barna's Stumbling Blocks in Intercultural Communication, there are 6 stumbling blocks in cross-cultural communication. These are assumption of similarities, language differences, nonverbal misinterpretations, preconceptions and stereotypes, tendency to evaluate, and high anxiety. Knowing these stumbling blocks and developing listening skills with an open-minded attitude can help us increase our competency in cross-cultural awareness. This cross-cultural competency is among the 10 most important skills of the future, according to Tim Rettig, the author of Struggling Forward.